News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Well, the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind are going to hold a one-day national fundraising campaign on Friday the 10th of May, and it hopes to try and change the lives of those who are visually impaired or for their families of children with autism. So for more on this, we're discussing today and talking about the benefits and the pros of the guide dogs that are being rolled out right across the country and all of the training that goes in with it as well. Well, one man who knows just how beneficial a guide dog can be is Martin Gordon from County Sligo. Martin, thanks for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast today. Will you just tell us how you first came in contact with Guide Dogs for the Blind?
Okay, so I first engaged with Irish Guide Dogs when I was 17, not long after losing my sight. So I thought about the use of a guide dog from a mobility point of view. How is this going to, how would it change my life? Would it be of a benefit to me? So I spoke to the guide dog mobility instructors in Cork. They made an assessment of my needs and we came to the conclusion that, yeah, a guide dog would suit me, particularly with my ambition to go to university just after finishing school a year later. So just after I turned 18 at the time, you had to be 18 back in 2003 to get a guide dog.
Okay.
So got a dog in May 2003, back to school with the dog. And so we're one of maybe two guide dogs that were in a secondary school in Ireland at the time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was quite...
It was Jake.
Yes, Jake was my first dog. And he had quite the journey through school and college. But yeah, so it was back to Sligo Grammar School with Jake in 2003. It's hard to think about that. It's quite
it's
some
a
time
ago.
Yeah. But so that was, and I was a wet behind the ear young lad at the time.
Your ambition was always to go on to college, and that's what you did.
Yeah, no, I did. I had a good attitude towards it, but that attitude was fueled because of positive people around me. Great parents, great family, and as I already mentioned, my mates. Mm. My mates were incredible. It was, they were there with me every day in school. So there was no exclusion. You were never seen any way different. And at home, my parents encouraged me, but they never pushed me. They never pushed me beyond what was fair. So that way, I got the best out of myself. And so it was 2004 leaving cert, and luckily got myself into NUI Galway, which was definitely for me. That's really where things took off for me, I think.
In what way?
I always say I found my feet in university. I was your typical in-betweener in school. I wasn't front of the class getting everything right. I wasn't the biggest messer at the back, but I was somewhere towards
you were causing
the
enough
of the class.
Trouble, I'd say.
I
went to school together too, Martin.
Yes,
so.
In the interest of full disclosure. But when I got to university, I found my feet. I found a way in which I could learn, how I could really engage in subjects. It was just, I think that's where I flourished. And meeting different people from every sort of background, and then really advancing being a typical lad, I think. Yeah. Maybe things got better there too. And luckily, my guide dog, Jake, was not able to write any memoirs.
I'd say Jake has some great memoirs, actually.
Yeah.
The book publishers will be on.
But the service provision, the engagement that I got from the disability section in NUI Galway to allow me to study law was incredible, and the law school as well, because law books, as anyone will tell you, are huge. They're, you know, cinder blocks, they're massive. And to get those into a format on a computer for me to read took quite some time, but it was done, and I was never left wanting or waiting, so I was never disadvantaged. And that was because of, well, my enthusiasm, but the absolute professional attitude towards a student with a visual impairment by NUI Galway.
Aside from all of that, though, in your spare time, you do have other hobbies too.
I do. Yeah, I would be known to cycle a bike every now and again.
Very well known for doing it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm on the Irish Para Cycling Squad. So I'm just fresh off the World Championships last month in the Netherlands, and preparations and training, everything is completely focused to the Tokyo Games in 16 months.
It's incredible, Martin. Like, you've had huge, huge success. And again, I think that's just down to your general positive mental attitude and your kind of sheer determination. Do you find you get a real kind of, is there a sense of release or something that comes with your participation in sport?
Sport is an absolute switch off. It's great. It's a completely different life. Like, I in and out to work every day, working in the public sector, go to work, enjoy my work. But when I come home and get my bike or go to the gym before work, whatever it is a completely different world. I am in another place altogether. Any frustrations I have, they're gone. But it is completely focused. Mm-hmm. It's a full-time commitment. I'm not doing it in my spare time. I'm not doing it as a hobby. My commitment to my sport is paramount. It ranks up there with everything. And over the next 16 months, working towards qualification for Tokyo is top of my agenda, really.
And when you're, you know, competing at that level, it must be an unbelievable just sense of personal achievement for yourself.
I don't really look at it that way, to be honest.
Okay.
You compete at the very top level, and the hardest part about competing at the very top level is you're competing at the very top level while also holding down a full-time job. There's very few athletes that do that, but I'm committed to my professional and career and everything else. But as I say, with the games come up, it is paramount that qualification. But in terms of a sense of achievement, there's nothing quite like pulling on a green jersey. Yeah.
As I mentioned at the outset, the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind are going to hold this one-day national fundraising campaign. It's on Friday, the 10th of May, and it's all about trying to raise funds to help change people's lives in a really positive way, in a way that you've mentioned how, you know, your life has been changed and assisted by your guide dogs over the past number of years. In terms of the training, Martin, that goes into having the likes of Juno here today with us and Jake and Gola, as you mentioned previously, I always think it's a massive undertaking to be able to train guide dogs to the kind of standard for the work that they do.
Yeah, it is. Getting Juno to where she is today, it takes about 18 months to 2 years in the region of €53,000. Trainers with massive experience and expertise. It takes volunteer puppy raisers to take these wonderful dogs into their homes for a year and to be so disciplined with them, to sacrifice their time, to give so much. With what I always think, the puppy raisers, without them, we don't have our dogs. Without people donating to this organisation, we don't have our dogs. And without our skilled trainers in Cork, we don't have our dogs. So a guide dog will go through maybe 3 or 4 different trainers in their training. And the level to get them to where they are, it takes such dedication, such skills. These dogs are absolutely wonderful. Seeing these guys in action at work is incredible. And the difference they make to people's lives, and not just the lives of those who are visually impaired, but the changes to those families with children with autism is spectacular. And I've met many parents and their kids and their dogs, and it really is. It's changed my life having my dog every time I get my new dog. And every day I benefit from having my dog. But to see the changes it can make to those families with children with autism, it's just, for me as a user, but as a board member, and as somebody who knows what it is to be in a difficult situation, it really is special.
Martin, you're an absolute breath of fresh air, and my thanks to you for joining us today to talk us through, I suppose, the impact that having your three previous guide dogs and your current guide dog now as well, Juno, has made and the impact it's had on your life in a really, really positive way. That fundraising campaign, the national fundraising event for the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind, is taking place on the 10th of May. There's more details as well on our website at newstalk.com. But for the moment, my thanks to Martin Gordon from Sligo for joining us here in Newstalk Breakfast this morning. It's just approaching 8:41. Do stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.